Okay, hey, we are here at the Synergent Technology Workshop. We're talking a lot of cybersecurity here, and we have Molly Ryan from Five County Credit Union, and you just informed me that you have eight counties, so you might want to change the name.
I know. It's been, I don't know how many years since we actually expanded to eight, but maybe I should get my CEO, Julie, on that.
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Nothing, no big deal. No. But hey, we're going to talk about cybersecurity here. Teresa Payton just spoke in there, gave a great keynote. What's your take on what she said in there?
It's kind of scary a little bit from all of the emerging trends that we have going on. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've always been a key opponent of, it's all about educating. Mm-hmm. Educating not just your members, but your staff as well, because mm-hmm. they are just as prone to clicking on a link that they shouldn't be.
Oh, I know.
So one of the takeaways that I have from this is educating. So going back to my credit union saying, okay, guys, mm-hmm. let's maybe come up with a plan of how we can educate everyone about, okay, if you get a suspicious email that you're not expecting, don't click on anything.
Right.
Notify me or my boss and just say delete it.
Even if it's something from the Gap, you know, it's like, hey, you know, that's not normal.
Exactly. So just, I guess, be mindful of everything that's out there. If you're not expecting something through an email, don't open it. But yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you're also part of the Young Professionals Network.
Correct.
What is your, we were talking before we started recording, my take on this stuff is probably pretty different than your take on this stuff, because I grew up in a different era with fax machines and writing checks, and you're like, what is that stuff? You're like all about mobile. What's your take on all this type of stuff that's going on from your generation's perspective?
Right, from what Teresa said, it doesn't matter that if you have like an iPhone or a Samsung phone, those can be hacked as well or cloned. So I didn't know about that. So that's really scary, and not using free Wi-Fi either. So I've learned something about that. I'm going to go back to my credit union and tell my friends too about that.
VPN.
VPN, exactly. So I guess in terms of the Young Professionals Network, I mean, the whole point of this network was to get young people together and network. So that we can learn from each other, and we are the emerging leaders of the credit union industry. So the fact that I'm here, I guess, was given the opportunity to be here, I can certainly go back and be like, hey, young people, here's what I learned, and here's hopefully what we can do to improve, I guess, our industry.
Yeah, 'cause, I mean, you guys are way more tech savvy. Than my generation. I mean, we're learning, and we were all kind of learning along, and we want to do the same things and stuff, but you guys are growing up with it, and it's kind of like a normal part of your day, you know, whereas us, it's kind of a novelty.
I feel like I think I'm in Gen X right now, and I grew up on the cusp of, I just got a computer when I was maybe 15. I didn't have a cell phone growing up, so seeing all of these young, like, 1-2-year-olds actually playing with an iPhone, it's kind of scary, but that's our new generation coming up. That's what we have to expect.
That's the new norm.
Right, it is. Absolutely.
And so they're going to be dealing with this, all this type of stuff as well. Who knows what they're going to be dealing with? I mean, one of the last things that Teresa said in there was like, credit unions are going to have to learn to deal with Bitcoin.
Right.
And I almost fell out of my chair when she said that.
Right. I don't know much about Bitcoin, but it's a little terrifying. Mm-hmm. And especially when she mentioned Pokemon Go. I have to say, I did play that for a little bit, and then I realized, probably all my phone data is getting out there somewhere, so I should better stop. So.
Okay, last question kind of here. What kind of takeaways are you going to take back? I mean, you alluded to it already. Education is key, all that type of stuff. What else are you going to take back to your credit union to implement? I mean, there's so much to take back.
I don't know what else besides educate. It's just being aware, staying on top of all of the emerging things that are coming out, attending events like this. If you're a credit union employee, certainly be open and honest with your supervisor. If you're interested in certain things like this, mm-hmm. I mean, go for it. Don't stand back and say, oh, I'm just going to let my supervisor or anyone else higher up take care of this. You need to take it upon yourself to educate yourself.
Yep. Be proactive.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. All right, Molly, thank you so much. You're off the hot seat now. Great. Well done. Thank you very much. And keep up the good work there at Five County, soon to be Eight County Credit Union.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, Molly. All right, thank you very much. Good job.
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you.